Hello, Capricorn friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Capricorn September 2022 Astrology Top 5 Things to Know Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see all the free goodies I make for you each month, and there are a lot of them. You can see that link in the notes below the video or the podcast. This is for you if Capricorn is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement of Capricorn that you have. I, along with you, have multiple placements of Capricorn, so when I'm reading for you, I'm also reading for me. If you are very late degree Capricorn placement, like we'll say 23 degrees to the rest of the sign, or that would equate to like January 15th or so through the rest of the sign, then I additionally recommend you listen to my Aquarius report for the Cap and Aquarius reports, because you very late degree friends will benefit from both. So what are we going on this month? We're going to talk about the top five subjects that are things that you really need to know. All right, so the first is that we are re-entering eclipse season. We had a break in between the Taurus-Scorpio eclipses and that season in July and August. So depending on when you're listening to this, you might still be in that little break time. But as September encroaches, we are going to have a deepening with every day that passes into eclipse season. The eclipses aren't until October and November, but 4 to 6 weeks before the actual first eclipse in that series activates eclipse season. And that is a time when the pot starts boiling and the bubbles start getting kind of furiously, you know, rolling around for those big changes, for the activation, for the transformation, for the mega manifestation, for the big goodbyes, the major hellos, the, you know, non-negotiable changes that eclipses tend to bring. Now, fortunately for Capricorns, Taurus and Scorpio both make great angles for us. So just speak, you know, strictly speaking from the perspective of your Capricorn placements, this is actually quite favorable for them. But this is really activating me, we, my stuff, our stuff, your stuff, our stuff, shared stuff. And this is true for all the zodiac signs. I will talk more about where it will hit directly for Capricorns in the October and November reports. I'll talk about each of the eclipses respectively and where you might see those changes. But from this month, the big must know is you're going to start feeling that anxiety, that excitement. You might start getting news, you know, and you'll just, it will really start rolling in, and it could start to get intense pretty quickly, including feeling like you have your finger stuck in an electrical socket for an extended period of time, because that's just the energy that the eclipses tend to bring. So, you know, trouble sleeping, you know, you might, if you have insomnia and have problems with that, you might definitely have that flare, or it might come at suddenly. It's just a time where it's very active with change, so there's a lot of excitement for better and worse. Okay, so the next thing, the top thing to know, is that we are in that time I've been promising we'd come, where the tides are rolling in. We had the beautiful open period of time free from personal planet retrogrades from June 19th through August 21st. That was our last window before this long retrograde cycle of Mars, also with a couple of Mercuries rolled in there, from September into March. Okay, so from now on, the themes are going to be inward and backward. The guidance is don't force anything. Frustration will be your beautiful clue from the universe that you are getting off track and that you have to take your feet off the foot off the gas, okay? So this is Mercury and Mars retrograde energies are going to be very strong in the month of September. Of course, the Mercury ones will pass. They'll ebb and flow during this time between now and March, but from September through March, we have a full Mars retrograde cycle. Mars represents oomph and stamina and initiating and, you know, and trying to push things forward, that active energy that we all have somewhere in us, more active or less than others. So you'll notice changes in your energy. Either some people will get way more ambitious, that will be rare. Most people will get more lazy and scattered and distracted. Okay, so if you have big projects that you have to pull through, if you have big decisions that you have to make, if you have long-lasting things you want to put into effect, you're better off trying to do them before this time, because now we're in a time where short-term ventures are going to be favored and your ambitions might wane. And for the people who are very ambitious by nature, this could actually be a paradise for you, because so it's basically like the overachiever's relaxing dream. Like if you ever think, oh, I get a time to be lazy, when does that ever happen? No, no. Okay, so now is that time. So you might notice, even if you're a person who's overachieving, that you're just content with what is, that you are really just focused on what's right in front of you, and that you kind of just get a break from yourself, all right? So this is, you know, CAPs tend to be very ambitious overall and always have some sort of big project going on, and you probably will have a big project going on, but it's more focused, where you're kind of taking care of unfinished business, you're wrapping things up, and you've got a couple of projects or one project that's front and center, and you're just merrily working on that in the backdrop, okay? So that's the general energy of what's going on at this time. So Mars goes retrograde October 30th through January 12th, but the shadow period starts September 3rd, and you will feel the effects of that more and more every day. I'm not going to go into a big Mars retrograde dive at this point, but I do have a lot of resources that you can get more understanding. So just search for Annie Botticelli Mars retrograde. You'll find my blogs, you'll find my videos. And also you can do the same Annie Botticelli Mercury retrograde and find my blogs and videos, and you can get very, very on top of, you know, a lot of the best things to do. But I'm going to give you a couple of tidbits to make this month much better for you if you follow them, okay? September is a time, and actually the things I'm giving you now are really good for now through almost March of 2023, okay? So you can kind of just get into this habit. The first thing is to try to leave yourself as lightly scheduled as possible. Things happen, we have to schedule things, we have to get things done, and this could be a very productive time for you. But just know that things that were scheduled are going to fall into question. If you're trying to, you know, get things done, you might be better off planning things like appointments and just kind of nuisance things that have to be done, waiting until like mid-October to kind of get a bunch of stuff done October into November, perhaps from the planning perspective, because at least Mercury will start to lighten then. We'll still be in, you know, Mars retrograde, but leaving yourself as unscheduled as possible is going to not only save you from having to erase 50,000 times in your planner, but also it's going to help you to make the most of the last minute magic that retrogrades tend to bring. So we've got double chance for last minute magic to come in at this time. And the more space you leave open, the easier it will be for you to say yes. When someone calls you up and says, hey, you want to do this awesome last minute thing, then you can be like, oh, I did not schedule myself very much because Annie said not to, and now you have the time to do it. So a couple of other points that are great for this time. It's great for relaxing. It's great for staycations. Travel can be fine as well, but it does tend to favor unplanned travel, last minute travel, or flexible travel. This is also a time that is amazing for deep indulgence in hobbies and fun. Okay, this is, you know, again, taking your foot off the brakes. If you're watching this early, as I'm posting it early, try to go just completely gung-ho as much as, you know, your intuition tells you is good for you this summer or winter for you all down under, because then you're really going to have even more to reap the rewards of the work you did then. And in general, September's a time to sit on the beach and watch all the things roll into shore, okay? You're going to have beautiful things roll in. Maybe dolphins will be rolling. You know, you might have beautiful tide pools and, you know, things that are wonderful that are rolling in for you. And there might be garbage that rolls in that you're going to have to deal with. So if you see that you are having things to deal with, you might want to hit the inner work kind of hard, because retrogrades are a beautiful time when things that are swept under the rug tend to come up as far as patterns and challenges. And if you take authentic action on the core of the issue, you're more likely to not have it come up the next retrograde and just really get it worked out. It's a writer's delight. If you were a writer, I know myself, I will be writing a book at that time. So I'm not going to tell you what the name of it is yet. It's a really good name and it's a really good book. So I'm excited. I'm not going to be doing the big reveal until March of 2023, of course, because that's the, you know, the big opening time. But I will be quietly, busily working as a Capricorn here, writing at this time. And you may find that you're doing the same thing, or other kinds of speaking, or, you know, creating. This is September and beyond is a time where working busily in the backdrop is very much favored, and you could be super productive this month and beyond. Experimenting with low stakes projects is something else that you can do this month. If there's something that you just want to try on, or, you know, something that has low stakes, it doesn't matter what the outcome is, that's perfect for this time. Even like, you know, a marketing experiment where you put something out there for a promo and see what goes on. That's all great, you know, even though that would be considered quote new stuff. If it's low stakes, like you're not investing that much and you're not dependent on it going a certain way, it actually can work out quite well. And going back to people and contacts and customers and situations that you knew in the past or that worked in the past will tend to show up very strongly positive right now. Also, continuing to work on things already launched is just kind of par for the course at this time. And studying, researching, exploring, this is just all wonderful energy for all of that. So if you need to hit the books, it's perfect for back to school season for people who are doing that. Or if you've had, maybe you bought a program that you enjoyed, but you got busy, this could be a good time to go back and kind of, you know, hit that hard. There's a lot of great energy for learning at this time, learning and teaching as well. Okay, so the next thing on my list, number 3 out of 5, is let's talk about where the personal planets are moving and how that specifically will affect Capricorn. The first thing to know is that those Mars energies that we're talking about in retrograde in Gemini are going to be making a little bit of an awkward angle for you. All right, so that means that from August-ish through March-ish, August-ish of 2022 to March-ish of 2023, you're going to be having a very strong focus on your health, your daily routine, anything having to do with, I said, writing that could be in there, pets, animals. There's just kind of like something that's very constant that you're working on, that you're having to address. And this could actually represent a time where you get in a really good rhythm with your self, healing techniques or with your regimen or your routine. And although the Gemini energies can be a little distracting, and make it a little hard to focus, you could find that doing small little like spurts of work on a bunch of different things can make progress on a lot of different fronts. So if you're a Cap, a lot of times Caps can really stay focused and just get what needs to get done. But this energy is going to be a little bit where you might do better if you take frequent breaks, or if you're working on multiple things at once, then you just like work for 20 minutes on one project, then 20 minutes on the next 20 minutes, and then it will cycle back around. It's different than Capricorns usually do things, unless you have other placements, but this Gemini energy very much works in a circle. So if you kind of know that your forces of productivity are going to be a little bit spiraling at this time, then you won't try to fight it or won't try to say, oh, stay on task. You'll know that those breaks can actually help you to get more done and leave the space for sudden insights. Okay, so the next thing is the sun. So the sun is going to be making a beautiful trine for us Cap placements. So that is going to help us with powers of concentration. While those Gemini energies can be distracting, that will be a force that is occurring. The sun is in Virgo is going to really help with detail-oriented projects. So again, writing, creating, working, anything that you have to do, you're going to have a lot of powers of perception, a lot of powers of concentration, and powers of productivity. This is going to be centered around any kind of project, but there are things, publishing, speaking, teaching, learning, again, all these things are coming up, international business, international connections, languages. If you're trying to learn a language, this could be an amazing time for making mega progress on language learning. Immigration projects, those kind of things are very well lit up for Capricorn at this time. Also, anything having to do with your church or your spiritual studies can also be very well lit up at this time. And the storyline here is the creation of routines, and the creation of routines that have a little space for like diversion or for breathers. There are multiple themes coming in for Capricorns where it's like super productive, mostly because you're saying yes to some of the distractions and letting that lighten your load a bit. Okay, so the sun will be in Virgo, Mercury will retrograde back in Virgo, Venus will get into Virgo, so all of these are going to be additional layers of what I've just said. Mercury is going to be in Libra. That's going to bring extra attention to your relationship space and can bring people in from the past and can also bring in issues in relationship from the past or blessings in relationships from the past, okay? So this is, all of this can happen either way. Now, the next number 4 on my list of the 5 top subjects for you to know about for September has to do with, first of all, the sweet and salty ratio. We've got about equal sweet and salty aspects, and that gives a nice neutrality to the month where it's like, okay, here's the good stuff, here's the bad stuff. It's, you know, pretty balanced. And that energy of balance is really coming in very strongly at this time as the Libra placements, you know, start to come and whisper, say, keep your balance, find your balance. And here the sweet and salty aspect is balanced. And, you know, this is just a theme for this September, October, even into November, where you're really finding and possibly like looking for and actually finding balance. So you might notice that you've got a beautiful flow going on between family and work and self and others and, you know, sleeping and waking and, you know, whatever things need to be in balance here, you might find that. But the most exciting thing about the number four position here, that of the top things to know, has to do with the fact that we have six trines and five of them are in earth signs, and Capricorn is an earth sign. So I'm excited about this for everybody, but especially the earth signs with some extra kisses to some water signs as well. This is really, really exciting. Okay, so from September 11th through September 28th, we have six trines. Five of those are earth trines. So this is how this is broken down. We've got the sun and Mercury making a nice aspect with the planet Uranus in during that time. Okay, so that means sudden insights, happy surprises, things that you did in the past that work out gloriously now, you know, sudden breakthroughs. And all of this has to do with the material realm, something tangible, something you can see, something that's, you know, really noticeable and meaningful. And so that's very exciting. And Uranus brings that kind of the energy of surprise, but since it's in a nice angle, it could be a nice surprise. Now, not to say that some other surprises can't come in at this time, the eclipses are happening and blah, 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 whatever. But from these particular aspects, these are sweet surprises. These are things that just gel just perfectly where it just gives you lots of big smiles. Now, everyone can have those kisses in the zodiac, especially earth signs are going to have those kisses. And anyone that is close to 18 degrees, you're going to get the biggest kisses, both from the sun and Venus aspect with Uranus, okay? So 18 degrees, we'll say 13 through 23 degrees, with the closer to 18, the bigger kiss you get. So this is going to equate to around January 3rd through 13th, and the closer to like January 8th, the more of a big kiss you get from this series of aspects. Now, the next series of aspects, we've got the Sun, Venus, and Mercury kissing Pluto, the great transformer, the bringer of resources, the bringer of support, the bringer of ascension above an issue, creative solutions that are given to you from someone else's resources or from you merging with somebody else. This can have to do with money. This can have to do with love. This can have to do with communication or projects. This can have to do with your psychology or your energy levels or anything. It's really wide open. And again, everyone will get the kiss, especially earth signs will get the kiss, and anyone close to 26 degrees will get the biggest kiss. So anyone 21 degrees through the rest of the sign, the closer to 26 degrees, the bigger the kiss. So this has to do with, let's see, January 11th through the rest of the sign, and the closer to January 16th, the more of a kiss you get from those three trines, because all of those planets are going to come to that same degree and kiss Pluto. We do also have a last trine at the end of the month with Mars in Gemini and Saturn in Aquarius, which can also bring additional fruits from your hard work, fruits from your efforts, and sort of a gelling of how you use your energy and it creating wonderful outcomes for yourself and for others. So this is a power-packed month as usual. Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video, click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at anniebclarity.com. You can go to anniehelpsyou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got, me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes & Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So, I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!